opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our Tuesday edition here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment, and with me this morning is the one and only Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Looking great.
Oh, well, so are you. Happy sunshine.
Yep, happy sunshine.
So great to have you here because we've got a chock-filled morning. We've got Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council. We'll be taking your calls and finding out the heart of the matter with this gentleman. And Susan, we're going to be talking a little bit about what is going on. Basically, you were talking to me what's going on in the market this morning, some very interesting things. But before we do that, you can pull that up. And we're going to talk about the weather. Today's going to be 91. Can you believe this? 91 with the overnight clears tonight with 59. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high near 88. Wednesday night, mostly clear with 57. Thursday, 85. Can you get ready for this, you guys? It's almost like we have to wear sunblock now. We really have to wear sunblock. Friday, 84. Saturday, 78. That's all right. We'll take that 10-degree drop. And Sunday, chance of rain. Please, from this reading to God's ears, a chance of rain on Sunday. And Monday, chance of rain once again. We'll take it, please. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And our beloved Jared is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing over there?
Pushing buttons.
Okay. I think that's what a producer does.
He's
but
looking
what?
At you.
But what do you do? I've got my back to you, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when he's trying to talk to me and you're facing the opposite
I'm right.
Direction.
Well, you've got headphones on, right? This is how we communicate. But what day of the week is it?
It's National Ag Day.
Oh, ag.
Agriculture.
Yeah, my people love it. Okay, so there's like a real dryness in the room this morning. What's going on? Let's get it going here. Susan Eastman, what do you have there?
Well, we have the stock market rebounding today. The Dow Jones is up 259 points at 35,812. The NASDAQ gaining 159 at 13,997. And the S&P 500 is up 33 points at 4,494. An update in the market means happiness to all.
Yes, yes. You were talking about something before we begin with Joshua. The trend is there's a lot of in the market as you look at things that are kind of tracking as they were in the 70s. Without having people feel like the bottom's dropping out, there are some similarities of what's transpiring if you were to put a map on top of a map from we remember that era.
Right. We were driving cars. In gas lanes. I don't know about Joshua. You might have not
been.
He
was a twinkle.
You weren't in that situation.
Right.
But the recession of 73, 75 in the U.S. became about, because of rocketing gas prices, sounds familiar, caused by OPEC's raising oil prices as well as embargoing oil exports to the U.S. Other major factors included heavy government spending on the Vietnam War previously and a Wall Street downturn. So we have a lot of uncertainty in the air and similar to the 70s, and it's been brought up again. And we see things that actually, we don't have a depression. We might not have a recession, but we have to be prepared for this inflation. So it's similar.
Absolutely.
Not predicting.
Not predicting. It's just
I'm an optimist.
But you're somebody who works with numbers every single day and handles people's handle investments for people. So you have to really have keep your
eye
abreast
on
the game.
That's right.
Well, speaking of somebody who's thrown their hat in the ring, we would like to welcome to our show this morning who is running for city council, and that's Joshua Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, and you're a father and an owner of a business. You've got your three lovely daughters, and I'm looking in there, and they're readers. I'd love to see their faces are in books.
Absolutely.
I almost want to bring them in and say, what are you reading? And why?
Probably Nancy Drew or something of that.
Big thick books.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
Cool. So, Joshua, tell us a little bit about yourself. Good morning and welcome to KCNR this morning. Let's pretend it's the first time we're meeting and you're saying hello to our community. For those who are listening in Radio Land, Who is Joshua Johnson?
Well, I mean, at the core of it, you touched on it. I'm a family man. I'm 39 years old. I've been building a business in this community for a while and have four daughters. So I'm a girl dad. And my wife and I have been married for almost 18 years. You know, and we've been sowing our seeds in this community for a while. It started out at 15 years in software development, and I was the president of a company that built apps for companies all through kind of the Silicon Valley tech startup world, and then decided to jump into real estate development because I felt it was really important to be thoughtful about the way we designed our cities. So I'm building a subdivision down in South Reading. We also invested in a project across from Woody's called House of Roses, and just making our little mark where we can to make Reading the best version of itself.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about, okay, you grew up in Riverside,
mm-hmm.
and then moved to Ohio.
That's right.
All right. So when you were what jumped from software and that tech world into development? Where is the connection?
Well, you know, the work of building software and doing real estate development is very similar in that there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different types of roles to make, you know, the apps that you use on your phone actually take not just one developer. I mean, that would be a unicorn. I mean, you got tons of different roles. You have designers and developers and data people and all the, and in development and in real estate development, you're going to have underground contractors and builders, and you have to work with the city and have all these moving parts, and you're having to do it all at the same time, it seems like, to get a project over the finish line. So a lot of the skills I realized were very transferable, but really what it came down to for me is, I realized that, you know, at the end of the day, a year after I built a project for a client, my kids would never be able to see it because it's obsolete. But if I were to start investing in the city and doing real estate, what we did could last for a generation or more, and we can make a really, really cool mark. So, you know, what I pulled from my experience living in the Midwest, being a California boy at heart, the values of the Midwest is a lot of community, a lot of connection. So we designed our homes to have large front porches to kind of pull from that kind of modern farmhouse vibe, and bringing that to Reading and saying, I wonder if people in Reading would like this concept. And they have, and it's been great. We also have mother-in-law suites above the garages to kind of add that element. So just trying to be very thoughtful about how we connect community, which is really at the heart of why we're doing it.
I do recall you coming on and talking about this and the development aspect of the neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that you're building, the feel of a neighborhood. Now that rings true, because I remember you talking about the streets and
yep.
the porches. And so thank you for refreshing my memory regarding that particular interview. You didn't come on specifically. You came on through the
might have been through EDC or the Reading Chamber.
EDC, yep. Exactly. Todd.
Yes,
Todd brought you in. Okay. So because I love the idea about the front porches, because I spent a lot of time in the South and lived there for a while, and I loved how the front porch is such a Southern thing. And people communicate through the front porch, you know, just rocking their chairs.
That's
it's
right.
just a neighbor
they
thing.
They need a calmer environment with all the things that are going around.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And I feel like, you know, in our digital world, we're going to need neighborhoods that connect us more physically again, you know, because we're so digital now. We're going to desire it more and more.
And COVID made us introverted a lot.
That's right.
Versus back outside. And now we're evolving back outside, so yeah. we can say hi to our neighbors.
That's right.
We're
going to
take an early break. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. So we're here this morning with our wonderful co-host, Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. And our guest this morning until the 8 o'clock hour is Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council. By the way, we always support and we always need great medical care wherever we go in any community. So Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and as a fully accredited chest pain center. They bring us this segment and, of course, our news every morning that is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Susan, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy I'm here, too.
Susan's sitting in for Carl this morning. So
because he's on assignment.
He's on assignment. Susan Eastman's here with Tiefel Investments. Susan's a good friend and has been a big supporter of KCNR, and just like in our community in so many ways. Again, I think Susan's like a secret angel. Welcome back to the show. This is Linda Bott sitting at the helm as well, and Jared is our producer. Good morning again.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Because we're going to have 91 degrees today. Yeah. All right. So welcome back. We've got Joshua Johnson. Before we took a break, we were talking about that you are into development. You've thrown your hat in the ring as in city council. Why did you – we're going to talk about a couple things here. What prompted you to say, okay, hat in ring, here I am, I'm going for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, going back to the Dow being up a little bit today, I mean, I'm bullish on Reading. Since moving here, it's been an evolving love for the city. And I think we're in a once-in-a-generation kind of moment in Reading's history. And we've had about four major growth periods in Reading's history. We're in one of them right now when you have the type of people that are moving here, the type of development that's happening, and the dollars that are flowing in, whether it's public and private dollars alike. And I think that someone with my experience can help the city navigate some of those waters really well, because I have a lot of experience with staff, working with staff, and also being on the private side and coming in from the outside and saying, hey, here's where things can be smoother. I'm really got a positive outlook on our future, but I think there's work to be done as well. So I just want to give what I can and serve in this way, and hopefully hand the baton off to others who can take it from there.
And as far as outsiders coming in, I was in a conference and someone was talking about, please be more positive on Facebook about Reading instead of talking about crime or homelessness. Talk about what we're doing to develop it. We can see just driving through the downtown area how much we've gone or done so far. So that's what we need to bring people in.
That's
doctors,
right.
Nurses, that's employers.
That. Absolutely. And I moved here at a time before you could see some of this momentum building. And I believe if you're in and active in our community, you kind of feel the momentum right now with what's happening downtown, kind of the heart of our city, having some new life. KCNR is right in the heart of it and has been for a very long time. But you guys have seen everything, all of this happen right around you. And I think there are just so many people taking risks and actually see the future of Reading and say, this is worth the risk. You know, I want to put my dollars here and make it as best as I can. And I love hanging with those kind of people, because that's the kind of city I want my kids to
grow up in. Yeah, you want to have a positive impact. But so what kind of, what do I want to say, adversity? Because we have a tendency through the last election, we had a lot of hammer throwers. Was made me super uncomfortable because I think that people need to be civil and that you can get a lot done with more of a handshake, and so you can agree to disagree, but you don't have to bash. How's it been for you so far?
I mean, it's a full contact sport in politics, and I don't have a lot of experience in it. And I'll say that, but I have a lot of experience in development, and that's, you know, I wouldn't call it flag football, but it's pretty full contact as well. So I just, you know, you have to learn how to negotiate and work with people that you don't agree with. You don't have to be 100% on the same page. I think that's the thing about coming to agreement is what matters, and agreement that each side can live with. And, you know, there are some things that need to be convictions. I believe that all of us have some of those things that it's like, hey, it's, you know, it's my road or no road, you know, on some items, but you can't have all things be that way. You know, there's got to be some things that are willing to be discussed and talked through, because there are different perspectives and points of view. So there are going to be things that I'm going to be really, really passionate about that others aren't as passionate about. And I might have more experience than someone else on particular issues, but it's important that we hear each other and come to agreement. And, you know, like you said, agree to disagree. I mean, that's just I think that's, we've kind of lost some of the art of, you know, conflict resolution and
compromise.
Just, you know, being able to have disagreement without being angry. And then that person's my enemy because they, you know, don't see everything the way I see it. And, you know, honestly, that's not society. That's not the way I'm raising my girls. I'm raising my girls to learn how to work with others that may not agree with them, because they're going to go farther in life, I think, with that skill set. So, you know, I think that's what we need in politics a little bit now. And I think a developer, you kind of learn how to do that. I mean, the city doesn't always see things the way I want them to see it, you know, when it comes to things that I'm trying to do, but we have to work together on it. Sometimes when it comes to the contractors that I'm hiring or people that I'm working with, it's the same thing. We have to work with them.
Let's share with our listening audience once again about, you started at the top of the program talking about a property that you developed across from Woody's called the
House of Roses.
House of Roses. That's a firstie for me. And I want to know what that's all about.
Well, we bought the property before the downtown specific plan was approved, and I believe that was in 2018. So we bought the property in 2017. It was just a vacant parcel. It was used at one time as kind of a park. There was a garden there. Wild Time at Gifting Gardens used to own it, and then it was sold to Northwest Homes. Had owned it for a while. They and that's who I purchased it from. I was sitting at Woody's, and I was eating dinner, and I looked over at the sign that was for sale, and I was like, man, there's got to be something great that could be there. And I just started looking at it, and I just imagined these buildings there, and it was, you know, they weren't too tall, but they were three stories, and I just kind of, we started penciling it out and working it out, and really, you know, doing residential housing there, seemed to make the most sense as far as, you know, from an economic standpoint and investment standpoint. So we started working it out, and I was like, well, how many units can we get there? And the planning department did such a great job during that period of time at the city of Reading, working with me, saying, here's what the downtown specific plan will afford you. Here's what it does now and what you'll have to do with parking and what you'll have to do with how many units per acre you can get in there based on the zoning. And we really, really went back and forth until we kind of came up with the plan that we have now, which we have essentially they look like townhomes.
Right.
Side-by-side townhomes, right. A three-story with rooftop decks. So the people, and they have mother-in-law suites on the first floor, with access around through the courtyard. There are two buildings with two units each, so it's four total addresses. But truly, with the guest units, it's like eight. They have garages, private garages. The two in the units in the back have two-car garages, and the units in the front have a tandem garage.
Would never have known that. Okay, so did they sell? Are they gone? What's happened? Are they going on the market?
Yeah, so I developed it, did the underground work, and then we found investors who are each building, one building each, and they're paying to develop those, and they're going to hold them and maybe rent them to...
be a landlord.
Yeah, be a landlord for a while. Because it's hard to, you know, to just put something like that on the market, there's really no comparable to it.
Right.
So it was to do market rate housing, you're taking a big risk in downtown right now, which is why a lot of the stuff is affordable, and has some sort of affordable dollars attached to it, because it's so tight. But if you do buy and hold and you play it smart, you can actually mm-hmm. do well in Reading, and I think others are seeing that. It's just going to be hard to get an appraisal or a comp on
right.
something so unique, like right. you know, a three-story townhouse.
Across right. from commercial.
But you had to have a vision for you to think where Reading was going in order to put your energy in. Was that after your development or before your development?
It was during. It was
during.
The same time.
So you had
the Shiloh Park one was a longer road, you know,
right.
to get off the ground. It's so much bigger, and it was only a tentative map. But the downtown is such a small parcel. We were able to move faster on that.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here, an early break, and we want to do a shout-out to one of our, speaking of somebody who is great at doing work in homes and for special projects, that's Mike at Estate Granite. You know, he did our kitchen, and he's very affordable and very artistic, can do like a fireplace, anything stone, anything that has to do with the creative mind and that give Mike a call at Estate Granite. Let's see, his 241 stone. Susan Eastman is with us this morning. She is sitting in for Carl, who is on assignment from Stiefel Investments.
I'm so glad I'm helping Carl out today. And you.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council. If you have questions for Josh, give us a call at 605-4567. That's a hotline to get into the show, and we will be here till 8 o'clock with Joshua. And this is the first, I'm sure, of many appearances here where Joshua is going to, like I said, has put his hat in the ring for our upcoming run at those seats that are open. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Don't seem like a whole lot after 30 years of driving up and down the interstate.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show with Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council, and Susan Eastman, who is with Stiefel Investments. Thanks for coming in with me this morning, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we're going to have River Commons on in the next hour with Brian, and they're always doing good things. I don't know. See, first of all, a question that I have is for Joshua is city council meetings. Do you attend? Have you attended? What do you think?
Yeah, I have attended. I attend on occasion. I mean, especially with those more, you know, interesting agenda items, I'm definitely there. I will be there in April for a few of the meetings. There's some very interesting agenda items coming up, and you know, I kind of look at the calendar and try and go when I can. You know, right now I'm very busy trying to get some a lot of homes done, and a lot of homes done this year before city council, so that I can free up my schedule. So I try and go when I can, and I balance that with the family schedule.
Susan, because you're in investments and you are personally involved with so many people in the Shasta County area and maybe have lived here and they've moved or whatever, do you have a specific question burning in you to ask Joshua, who's running for city council?
Well, I just want to make sure that your focus is what you said, and you said you care about growing the area and doing it with a lot of thought, and even if you bring your Midwestern character to the platform.
Yeah.
Your focus is on what's best for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I moved here, I noticed that some people who came from out of the area, and we moved here about 8 years ago, would talk about Reading in a way like they wanted to change it. I want to change Reading. And I'm like, well, you got to know Reading first. How is it changing on its own is what you need to actually be observant of, is how is it growing? How is it moving? I don't want Reading to be something it's not. I don't want to compare it to another city. I want Reading to be the best version of itself. I think we all do. And that's what I've heard from others. And I know that we are growing, and that is exciting for me raising my kids here. I don't want to live in a stagnant city. I want to live in a city that's moving, but not moving at a pace that it can't, maintain. And I think that a thoughtful approach to growth is the way that I would look at a lot of what's happening in Reading and apply that kind of leadership, is that it's important to pull the history and also look to the future at the same time and balance the tension of those things so that you can make really, really thoughtful decisions. They will be hard decisions still, because growth and change is hard no matter what.
Well, at the break, I just want to clear the air big time here, because at the break, I'm a person, like you were talking about, a thoughtful approach. I don't want to bombard somebody and ask them something that is like a dart in the air. So at the break, I said, all right, let's just talk about, not to me that it's a white elephant, but I was told through various, I don't even know where it was or what kind of conversation it was, that the Joshua, are you worried about the fact that the people running for city council are all Bethel? And right. I don't have a bad feeling at all about the things that Bethel are doing in our community. However, I can understand, let's say that everybody's part of a, I don't know, just some kind of organization, and they're all making decisions for the city, and that I can understand a little bit of hesitancy or conflict with some people with the fact that they want a varied board. So what say you about that?
Well, I mean, my wife and I, since we moved here, we have been attending Stirring Church off of Churn Creek Road. I think that probably why people would connect me with Bethel is because I have so many friends that are building businesses in this town that I support that may have at one time attended Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that many of them are still attending, but they are sowing their seeds here and creating jobs in our city, and I'm a fan of anyone doing that.
I agree.
If you go to Little Country, you go to Neighborhood or Pathway, or you go to Bethel,
put some money where your mouth is.
Man,
you know, like,
because that means my city is getting better, yeah. And my kids are going to have opportunities here, and they're not going to have to move away when they grow up because there's no jobs.
What do you think so far of what's happening with our downtown growth and the fact that, I was saying to Carl, we went out the other night to a couple places that we joined some friends, and we walked in downtown Reading, and I said, my God, Carl, we went to sleep for a year and our baby grew up. That's what it felt like.
You have to walk down there.
Oh, my gosh. It was the first Friday, and I felt like I was in Nashville. The music was going, the lights were on, the bars, the clubs,
and
restaurants.
And that little car that goes around.
And people were just, they were out. And it was really, close your eyes, open them up. Where are we? So what do you think so far with where we're going? That would be the first part. The second part is, what are we going to do as far as helping people feel safe on the street?
Yeah. So there's those two questions there. So where are we going? What do we see there? And then what about safety? I'll talk about safety really quickly. The thing that inspires me most about safety that's happening in our area, I really think our RPD is a top-notch statewide, a top-notch department in technology, innovative approaches. Just look at the CERT and MPU programs, for example. Those are programs that are proven. We don't have to recreate every wheel when it comes to public safety. And I love how RPD is approaching it. Now, here's the next step. Greater
collaboration with other agencies like the Sheriff's Department and other nonprofit organizations that are doing a lot that support in the social side. And we are already moving in that direction, but that's where we can see a huge improvement. And I think that will have a marked difference in how we feel in our city when that starts to happen. And we can talk more about, you know, that, but that gets into the weeds. But collaboration in public safety is a big deal for me. And I think getting the right people at the table, having the conversation so these agencies can work together, and also involve staffing. And those agencies need, you know, the ability to staff those positions. But where I see Reading, going is at the work. So we've done a great job with what we see downtown. A lot of that was funded with public dollars. A lot of public funding from the state, and it's great that we took advantage of that, and I'm so grateful for, you know, K2 Development and McConnell and others who have made amazing investments in our downtown. It really tipped it forward for us. But what is next is the question, and what's next is we need market rate developers and investors to now be able to pencil their projects so we can offer some other diverse things in the city. Like other types of housing and other types of commercial developments that will start to benefit our residents.
All right. So as we're talking and listening to you from a developer's point of view, is that would you? I like that the public safety is such a vital important part, not just in the downtown area, but the fact that every corner now that we see we're facing problems that we've got right here on. In front of our studio, we've got, you know, a transient issue, or maybe they're not, maybe they're neighbors, I don't know, but that decide to use the wells to go to the bathroom, and it's just nobody's manning the streets, and we're feeling like when we get out of our car, we're dashing from the car into the office, and, you know, I felt like that maybe in L.A., but now that's happening here, and I'm just wondering if that's just a sign of the times, or... Wow.
Well, I do think it is important if you don't travel a lot outside of Reading, which I know some, you know, aren't able to travel, and some just aren't traveling as much through COVID. But we have the same problems up and down the West Coast. The Reading is not alone in this problem. But what's great is we're also not alone in trying to solve it. So we can learn from others who are doing it well and others who aren't doing it so well too.
Dolores, you're on the phone. You've got a question or a comment for Joshua Johnson running for city council.
Yes, I do. Mr. Johnson, I'd like to know, are you receiving any grants or funds from the city of Reading to build low-income housing? And also, are you working with other partners?
Thank you.
I am not doing any low-income housing or affordable housing right now. Those dollars, from what I understand, have been allocated for the near future.
All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, do you have a question for our guest, Joshua Johnson?
Those dollars, from what I understand, have been allocated.
Dave?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was listening to your radio. You're not on the telephone. Homeless. Are we talking about homeless, or did we get a question about homeless? We did.
We talked. Well, Dave has a situation where he lives in an area that. And where's that area again? What's that area called?
We live on Henderson Road, which is right in front of the near pond, Henderson Open Space. But we're having a big influx of homeless moving in, tenting. I've had people at my back gate with lights trying to see how they can get into my yard like four times this week, twice last night. I called the police about another situation down the street. The person went through the fence and it was trespassing, and the officer came down. I was kind of hot, so I vented to him for a minute, and he said, okay, you go ahead, go about your business. I said, all right. So I started to walk away. He said, I'm going to give him a citation. He just turned to him and said, okay, now get on. But I said, Matt, you know, we've been putting up with this for 8 or 10 years, and we're really tired of it. And he said, I'm tired of coming down here. So I'm tired. See, I don't want to call the police anymore because I feel they won't do anything. The dogs are, there was just a dog back here that just had 7 pit bull puppies. and they're killing animals, a deer. There's deer in my backyard. They broke the leg of it. And it's getting bad. They're moving in constantly here. Okay?
Thank you, Dave.
What you say about it? Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, so, you know, you're in city council now. You've been elected. You're on the board. What can you do in this position when you hear the plot? I mean, this is a cry for help that has been there now for 2 years
mm-hmm.
and growing.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. City council members, I mean, mostly on Tuesday nights are voting for funding for potholes. You know, a lot of times that's what comes on the agenda is, hey, there's a lot of budget, a lot of normal everyday business things that come up. But I think what a strong leader does, and I love that some of our council members that past and present do the work during the week to have conversations outside of those Tuesday meetings to get movement on some of these issues in our city. And I will promise to do those things, to have those meetings, to have those conversations. I think one of the skill sets that I bring to the table is that I can see above the fray as a visionary, as someone who is a developer. You kind of have to see way into the future and know who are the people that need to be together to make this thing happen. And I would love to have those conversations. I think on the issue of homeless, it is so complex, but it's very simple. We're feeling it as a city. How can we feel it less is really what we want. We just don't want to feel it. But these are people. So the approach, I really love what CERT is doing. I love the idea of sworn peace officers with social workers that can actually take a case-by-case approach to helping these unhomed peoples find a pathway to health again. And many of them just need the right help to get there. And they are doing that in other counties and other places throughout the state of California and seeing great success. So I think if we can improve that and get collaboration with the county as well, we'll see a marked difference.
I appreciate that. But I got to say that Dave has, I can imagine, you know, Dave's not somebody that you fool with. And I'm looking you in the eyes and you know what I'm talking about. That guy has just pressed every patience of his walk with the Lord that there is. Mm. And his backyard, can you imagine? You're in feet after, you know, like what do you do when you've got people encroaching on your peace of mind, your space, your
protection
of your family.
You feel helpless. And I was in South Reading, there's a pathway. I believe that the unhomed community has an underground railroad map of where they can trespass and pass through without getting, you know, having anyone kind of mess with them. Well, my property was on that map for a while, and it took so long to get it scratched from their map. And it was so frustrating, the vandalism and the theft and all those kinds of things and that I've dealt with. And I understand that. And it's very personal when it happens to you.
Have we gone over time? Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forge lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on this Tuesday edition. We have been interviewing and talking with Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council. Go to his website, josh4redding.com. Meet Joshua that way as well. We've been taking some calls this morning. This is Linda Bott, and with me is Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. Good morning again.
Good morning.
At the break, you know, we can hear this plight. We can hear this struggle with Dave, one of our longtime standing residents in Reading that has been dealing with the encroachment of the homeless camps that are actually filling in peril with the like he said on the air, two times last night, four times this week, people trying to get into his house. Can you imagine? When does the trigger flip? So Joshua, you were talking about Matt Pontus. I mean, you were discussing, you know, that would be something that is, it has been and will be something that you're super passionate about. You want to run with this.
Yeah. I think that there are people in our community that have a lot of experience with this. And I think we've started, the ball rolling in the right direction. But, Matt Pontus, CEO of Shasta County, I had a meeting with him and was really inspired by the things he talked about and highlighted from his experience in Santa Barbara County. And because, you know, I've been to Santa Barbara and I didn't notice a lot of homeless. And I thought they probably did what San Diego did or others and just shipped them out. No, that is not what they did. And so I think it would be for your listeners, I think they would enjoy hearing his experience there and others in our community. If we can have a collaborative approach and we can get the right people at the table, there is a way we can feel a difference. It will take time. But we need to get the right leaders in place and having the right conversation. We can't do these little band-aids. We actually need a holistic approach to this, and in time we will feel the difference.
So Reading Venture Conference, if you go and you look at your, you know, tag on to your site and see Startup Reading, Reading Chamber of Commerce, Shasta Association of Realtors, the Stirring Church, you have volunteered at Reading's first venture conference in 2019, which invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in local businesses in need of funding to grow.
That's right.
Share with us what that, are you still involved with that? Is that kind of the, we call it the Angel Club?
So you have the Shasta Angels, is a big partner in that, but really that's hosted by Startup Reading, which is under the Shasta EDC under Todd Jones. When I first moved here, the very first Hope Seth was at the EDC, and she offered myself and Luke Miner an entrepreneur in residence. So we had an office there, and we got to mentor other small businesses that were trying to get off the ground and launch. And then we hosted Startup Weekend, and then you had us on the show a few times to talk about that, you and Carl. And over the years, over the last 6-7 years, it started to develop, and that community grew to where they hosted that first venture conference before COVID. And COVID kind of canceled it for a couple of years, and now it's coming back this year, which I think is just fantastic for our community to have an event that brings people from out of town that funds, you know, local Reading businesses, which is phenomenal.
Okay, so we have about 5 minutes left. We will take a few final callers at 605-4567 if you have any particular questions that you'd like to ask Joshua Johnson, as he is running for city council. And knowing that we have 5 minutes left, and you would like to leave with some kind of impression today or questions that perhaps weren't asked that you would like to get out to, out for our audience to hear, what would that be?
Yeah, well, I think there's one thing that I've that I'm kind of building this campaign around, which is there are things that government can do, things the community can do, and things that you can do. And I think that if we look at each issue in our city and think about it from that approach, what is it that the government can do? What is it that our community, like community organizations, businesses, nonprofits, and then what is it that I can do? How can I participate in this solution? If we always look and say, hey, I hope that there's some silver bullet, you know, single political candidate or government or staff member that's going to solve all the problems, we're putting too much weight in one corner. But if we, and the same with nonprofits, we say, hey, the churches should solve all these problems. Well, that's too much weight there. And it's not fair to put it all on you as well. But we do need to do it together. This is our city.
And how can people meet you on your campaign trail?
Well, I'm going to be canvassing a lot. We're going to host a lot of events. I hope I get to meet everybody that I can. I'm going to try and hit as many neighborhoods as I can, starting in August, September. I don't want to hit you too early. You're going to forget about me. No, I'm just kidding. But I definitely want to meet as many people as I can.
Now, when you go home, we do have a caller. I'm not sure. Jared, are they asking a question on the phone, or sometimes people just call and start to vent on the phone, and Jared's trying to produce this? Do we have a caller?
We had a caller. She didn't want to go on air, but she did want to ask what your thoughts are on the casino moving.
Well, I don't have enough information, honestly, and I haven't heard that it's, what the, status is with the Indian Affairs and where things are totally at this moment. But as I know, right now they own that property, and their intent is to move, but that's as much as I can say.
So you have your three daughters back in the lobby. Are you homeschooling or are they on the way to school?
They're on their way to school. They're going to be late today because I'm on this lovely show, but it's okay. They don't get a lot of
they
tardies.
They don't look upset.
No,
they don't
they're
get
not
a lot of tardies.
No, my wife is out of town for a few days, so I'm a single dad slinging it over here, but we're going to have a lot of fun.
They've been so well behaved. The three of them have just been sitting in that couch the whole time reading books, except for the youngest child in between. She knows that we're talking about it, but they're very, good parenting
good
there.
Good parenting is right.
There you go. So I think that speaks a lot. Your children speak a lot for the jobs that you've done. Susan, you're a mother of three.
Yes. And they're still going strong.
Yeah.
And they don't live at home anymore.
There we go. Success.
Yeah. Thank you.
The birds, the little chicks flew.
They sure
all right. So your final word, 7:58, we've got 2 minutes left.
Well, I'm looking forward to being your city council member, and I look forward to meeting you on the trail and hearing your questions and concerns and sharing my vision, as I run for your next city council member.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And by the way, we do have a couple tickets left. We're going to segue right off into that we love to support our community, and we love to support theater and all kinds of events, like we've got, spaghetti feeds and all kinds of things that we love to do that raise funds. But Riverfront Playhouse has got Steel Magnolia. So if you'd like to attend, I think there's just a couple more performances left Friday and Saturday. If you'd like to go to the theater, we're going to be giving two tickets away right now, 605-4567. Just following up on that wonderful interview with Joshua Johnson running for city council. Again, go to josh4redding.com. This is Linda Bott. We'll be back in 8 o'clock hour. And with us, of course, is Susan Eastman. So thank you for sitting in this morning and, like,
thank you.
In the maestro's position there, Carl Bott.
I'm so alert today.
And we'll
thank
be
you.
Right back after these messages.
Thank you.
KCNR.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has entered a new phase, questioning of the nominee by senators.
Jackson spoke about the greatness of America and changes from the time her parents were children.
My parents, when they were growing up in Miami, Florida, attended and had to attend racially segregated schools.
The nominee says that's why she drew on the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a 2020 commencement address.
The fact that we had come that far was, to me, a testament to the hope and the promise of this country, the greatness of America.
If confirmed, Jackson will become the first black woman ever to sit on the nation's highest court. Bob Agner reporting.
3.5 million. The UN says that's the number of people forced to flee Putin's war in Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Kiev says fierce resistance making the Russian drive painfully slow and very costly.
Russian advances are continuing to be stalled by logistical problems, according to military experts in the US, with the exception of Mariupol, where they expect the city to fall within weeks. The UK Ministry of Defence believes Moscow's decision to deploy hypersonic missiles is an attempt to distract from its lack of progress and claims it won't have an impact on the outcome of the campaign.
The Salem Radio Network, along with nonprofits Food for the Poor and Feed My Starving Children, the rushing food, water, and emergency relief to refugees of the Ukraine conflict. More information available at srnnews.com. Searchers looking for the flight data and cockpit voice recorders of the Boeing jetliner that crashed in a mountainous region of southern China. Apparently, no survivors among the 132 people on board that domestic flight. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 223 points, the Nasdaq ahead 226, and the S&P 42 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
A jailed Russian opposition leader faces a lengthy prison term on top of the one he's already serving, now convicted of fraud and contempt of court.
Alexei Navalny now found guilty this morning. We've heard the verdict. We are waiting for exactly what sentence he will receive. The prosecutors here have been pushing for 13 years behind bars, and we've also heard that they might be pushing for him to be in a maximum security prison as well. So really sort of stepping up the pressure on in this situation. In terms of Alexei Navalny, of course, his organization has been mounting a direct challenge to President Putin. His organization, his foundation, have investigated corruption charges. That foundation was also labeled an extremist organization, and that has meant that many of the people that were involved, many of his key allies, have left the country because they were, of course, very scared for their own safety.
The BBC's Caroline Davis in Moscow. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
A Hub City manufacturing deal in Maryland.
Governor Larry Hogan says Hitachi Rail plans a $70 million factory employing hundreds of people in western Maryland as part of a U.S. expansion. Hitachi expects to employ up to 460 people at the factory in Hagerstown and sustain 1,300 jobs in the region. Officials say the new facility will help Hitachi fulfill its $2.2 billion contract with the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority to build its new fleet of rail cars. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Powerful storm walloped north and central Texas along with southern Oklahoma yesterday, spawning multiple tornadoes, leaving widespread damage and some injuries before moving east. Now bearing down on the deep south, menacing parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. In Texas, Jacksboro, about 60 miles northwest of Fort Worth, along with the Austin and College Station areas, were especially hard hit by the powerful storm. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning to our 8 o'clock edition here on Tuesday. My goodness, it's the 22nd of March. How y'all doing? And the reason I say that is because Jared's at the helm. This is Linda Bott sitting in. We're doing a morning show this morning, and sitting in for Carl Bott is one and only Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. Good friend, Susan Eastman. Hi.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Good. The stocks are up today.
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay, well, the Dow Jones is up 211 points at 34,764. The S&P 500 is positive, 42 points at 4,503, and the good old NASDAQ up high, up 237 points at 14,076. Green day.
So it's a green day. You say that because, I mean, you've got to watch the market every day. You're investing people's for portfolios. You've got to, you know, stay abreast. And like days like today when things are up, it's a good day.
It's a good day. Ever since December 31st, we went into a downward trend. So we want to be positive today because we don't know what the next couple of weeks could be like. And just stay on track.
Yeah, because we had the Ukrainians, some Shasta County Ukrainians on yesterday. You can see the flags flying in here. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea what is happening over there because of what they talk about with propaganda. We don't really understand that genocide is happening right now.
And just the way the news is, 25 days, how long this war is going on for them.
Right.
You can't imagine it in your own life.
And what their grandparents' generation went through. So anyway, those things trickle down into what we, just our everyday life here, because it's world events. And so Susan's abreast of that as well. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios, but we are going to be going up to 91 today. Yeah.
And it's air conditioning.
Brian's on the blue mic today. I can't wait to have more. We've got a great hour ahead of us finding out all about what's going on with River Commons. Tonight, overnight lows of 59. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 88. Thursday, sunny with 85. We have clear skies until we get to, it looks like, Sunday with a chance of rain. And Monday, chance of rain as well. But although it says partly sunny with a high near 71, we'll see what next week calls for. But today, get ready for those warm weathers. You know what happens there? You need to really be thinking about your pets. This is that time that is really between that 80 and 90. Don't leave your pets in the car. It really flips that fast switch. You know, if your pets overheat, if you're not prepared for that, really, I can't say that enough in that how quickly... you can see right now at 63 going up to 91 today, that's a 30-degree jump. And in the car, that'll be 110 or more. So, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. Did you hear that? Owned. Senior and veteran discounts. It's live here, baby. It is what it is. I'm trying to make it work. I'm pumping it up. 365-3793. And Jared is at the helm. And today's what?
Today is West Virginia Day.
The day that Carl is on assignment. The man was born in West Virginia.
Oh,
boy. He's a West Virginia boy. All right. Thanks. Anything else there, Jared? Any information? Anything you want to share?
It's also goof off day.
That sun is going to make us goof off.
That sun is going to make us goof off. Let's do that. Well, we have a very special guest with us this morning, his name is Brian. And tell us a little bit about yourself and River Commons. Let's go back to the very beginning, as if people don't really know you. People are driving.
Right.
They may be new to Reading. They may be not understanding what River Commons is. They may not know who you are. So let's introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Brian Martin. I'm the general manager at River Commons. I've actually have been there a little over 14 years, and was River Oaks originally, and then five and a half years ago was purchased by a company called Raystone out of Sacramento, locally family owned, and so they carried on the same tradition of, you know, taking care of our residents in a very positive way. Doing the right thing for our residents, which is not always the case in the senior industry. And so I've been doing that for a little while now. And it's a independent senior living community. And coming in prior to working for River Oaks, I worked for Reading Police Department for about 11 years. So I use a lot of those same skills that I developed working there at River Commons, believe it or not, because you deal with the public and you deal with difficult things from time to time, and so it all comes together really well.
So you have to have a calming effect, but with the RPD, tell us a little bit about what your roles were with RPD.
Well, I was a community service officer, but I had a lot of roles at RPD back then. They had us. I was a senior crime scene investigator. I was a traffic accident investigator. They trained me for a lot of different things over the years. I really enjoyed it, but I did leave because the city was going through some very difficult budgetary times. I realized that they were going to start laying off people, and I didn't want my family to go through that. And I came from a private sector, had the training in hospitality, and so I knew it would be fairly easy for me to go back to it. And I had no idea what I was applying to when I applied at River Commons, or actually River Oaks at that. Because they did a blind ad, like Craigslist ad, didn't say what the company was, just said they were looking for a general manager in the hospitality field. And but I walked in, and it had such a great feel, very, very classy, and the owners, Rob and Cindy Rogers back then, they interviewed me, and 4 days later I was working there. So
So you actually had the husband and wife team that owned the facility.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's really cool. It wasn't a corporation. It's a ma and pa kind of like where you really feel like the buck stops here.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. Great people. They actually built the community back in 86. Their family did, and the parents eventually retired, and Rob and Cindy took it over, and I worked with them until their health started to become a bit of a challenge, and so they sold it. But the fun thing was they're very high integrity, and so what they did when they sold it, it was, you know, very a lot of interest in the business. It's successful and well established. They actually shopped the buyers. They wanted to know who the buyers were, what their reputations were, and all that. And so when they landed on Raystone, a family-owned corporation out of Sacramento, their philosophies are very similar. And so I love that because I know we always have the interest of our residents at heart. It's not always the big buck that stops here. You know, things like we've done with the COVID, we didn't take a rent increase for 2 years because of all the impact out there. And I'm pretty sure you can't say that about other communities. It's just, they have a really good, care factor. And, that's important to me.
That, is very heartwarming. And there's pride. I can tell when Brian's talking about that, even though you're not smiling from ear to ear, there you are. That there's pride in that alone. I think that speaks volumes about integrity, and
thoughtfulness and about those current circumstances.
Right.
Right.
And you have been on the premises several times because you have clients.
I do have.
That are
friends and clients.
Right, that are there. And
various times I've been there during different holidays. And there's Ernie, who's
of course
a great, fun. He's just a fun. What's his job, Mark?
He's the activities director.
Activities director. Yeah. And he
Ernie.
He dresses the part, and so do all of the, you know, the staff too for certain occasions. And you just get a warm feeling when you drive up. It has a great presentation. It's well kept, and you go in and you can see. Now we can see people outside of the rooms, but you don't, it feels, you can see they're smiling. There's a lot of impact by visiting yourself.
Yeah, it's a friendly community. It's, you know, I think our residents feel like it's a big family. We do. And so I get a lot of people in and out, and I get delivery people and other people that are all over, you know, in many types of communities and things. And it's very frequent I'll hear that you know, it's just your residents are happy. They're smiling.
So, and I'm also on your Facebook page. You do have a Facebook page.
All right. We're going to go to that right now. I'll friend it as well if I haven't already.
And it shows pictures of the
what we're doing.
I like that.
And that's helpful to family members that don't live in town and they have a family member there. And they'll see them participating. Like, oh, there's.
That's wonderful. That's okay.
Very helpful.
Well, we're going to take a break here. Let's just say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injury because of denials, call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law at 262-2168 for a free consultation. We'll be right back at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM Your Talk Radio with Linda Bott, Brian Martin, who is the general manager of River Common, River Commons. I'm looking at something here with Raystone Living Communities. And Susan Eastman, we'll be right back.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, this is Free Fire Radio with Linda Bott. Carla's on assignment, but I am here with Susan Eastman.
Your sidekick.
Sidekick for this morning. Well, we had Joshua Johnson on. That was kind of informative. Informational? What's the word I'm trying to say?
And very personal about his passion.
Yeah.
For running for state
and
council.
Actually clarifying some things that maybe were not correct about some alliances or, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, but just it was clear. And we're here with somebody who that we really admire, has been a supporter of our station. We have admired his work in the community for doing like wonderful things because it's a really positive thing when you help seniors be into independent living when they have to make that decision, and hopefully they can do it while they're healthy. We're scaling down. We don't want to deal with the gardeners and the insurance and the shopping and the
meals and,
yeah. And all of those things where you can just turn key and travel and yep. Come back and still live in our beloved Reading. And that would be our friend Brian Martin, and we're talking about our River Commons.
Yeah, we are.
And right there on Hartnell. It's
yep.
On Hartnell. Yep. Why don't I want to say yeah. So forgive me because I'm looking at all of the different properties and we're really going to lock in here about what are the pros, and there's so many of them for people who maybe don't, they're experiencing this transformation or transformative time in their lives right now where their parents aren't. And Susan, you're going through this whole thing with your parents too.
Right now. They're 82 and one has poor health and 5 acres. In 3,000 foot elevation, snow,
yep.
Power goes off,
yep.
They're cold. How do you run the generator? It's just nonstop.
Yeah.
So it's time.
And they have dug their heels in from very mm-hmm. much from that generation, dug their heels in and not made plans for the next chapter.
No.
Now it's on you.
Right.
How many people listening can wave a flag and say, oh, if it wasn't you, then it maybe have been a friend or a cousin or something where plans weren't made. And it doesn't mean that it should be a pleasant experience.
Yes, for sure.
And Brian has just said that during the break, how often this is happening.
Yeah, it does.
How do you ring the bell for people that are of a certain age group that don't have plans? I mean, they just don't think about the next chapter.
Well, I think what we do oftentimes is we'll encourage the kids to bring the parents in for lunch, free lunch, and just to see, not that you're going to make any decisions or anything right now, but that gives them an opportunity to see that it's not what their preconceived notions are they see nursing homes in their mind, and that's not what we are. We're a very nice, friendly, you know, elegant could be a description for what we do, but it takes all the worries out, and when they don't have to worry about paying their bills, you know, almost everything is included in our rent there, you know, your utilities, cable, housekeeping, food, three meals.
Even technicians, when you you forget how to run the remote to the TV.
Exactly.
They press the wrong button.
This is basically room service. So when you say, like, for instance, what do you say to the person who, to the couple or the individuals who've loved tending to their garden or tending to their yard, even though they have somebody doing it for them, they still can putter. What do you say to those people?
Well, come on down. We actually have a community gardens out back, and we do have residents that garden. So,
now, see, there's an aha. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, and there's some rooms with balcanies.
Oh, sure.
Patios.
Yeah,
I would
say
patios.
So they can grow tomatoes.
They could have their potted plants.
Absolutely. There's you know, they don't have to give up everything. You know, certainly change is hard for anybody. And when you get older, it's harder to make that.
The square footage is a big change.
Yeah. But. You know, but, you know, the fact that they don't have to worry about all the things that they, you know, especially like you with the large property and, you know, elevation. I get that a lot. I get what I call refugees from like Mount Shasta and Weaverville and Shingletown, places that get snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about how close are they to a hospital? How close are they, you know, how hard is it if they have to dig out to before they can, you know, get somewhere when there's an emergency? So those kind of things are important to kind of keep in mind.
I think, you know, during COVID or during the fires.
Yeah.
I think you opened your doors up to help people in temporary housing.
We did. We did several things. We have a guest suite, and we did have people staying there. And then we actually got quite a number of people that wanted to actually make the move. They'd been burned out. And so over the two big fires we had, I think we had about a dozen people that ended up moving in. And I would say all but maybe two had already been in and toured with us. So they knew, hey, this is where I want to go. They weren't ready to make that decision, but life made that decision for them. So they were very happy to be comfortable mm-hmm. to where they were going. So just getting them in the door, you know, when you've got somebody reluctant, so they can start thinking about it. You know, sometimes it takes them a year, two, three. Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing to pre-plan so you can make those decisions yourself.
So when you think about, okay, here's a couple things. So, you know, Susan, you said that your parents, once they sell this house, because I know my parents already sold the big house and they scaled down to another rental, but, you know, lifestyles encroach. You know, my dad's built a garden. You know, the stuff that they sold, they're buying more because it just is, you know, like my dad's got a frying pan collection. Like, Dad, do you need 20? It's just kind of, you know. So I'd love to have them be closer, and I don't know when they're used to having, you know, three bedrooms and an office and two bathrooms and that kind of thing. How are you, Susan, talking to your parents about this change?
Well, they're in the middle of the process. They did have, and this is not in Redding. If it was in Redding, I would be taking them to River Commons, so you know, Brian. But they're going to be in Cameron Park, which is 25 minutes from my brother, and that's the area they're used to living in. My stepdad says Redding's too hot, although he's not even going outside right now because he's using a walker. He has some health issues, but it's just the thought of it.
The perception, yeah. Sure.
So we picked a place out, and then we have the dimensions. It's going to be 1,300 square feet, and they're used to 2,200 square feet.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the furniture,
mm-hmm.
and we're picking things that are going and not going.
Right.
And then psychologically, because it's an emotional transition because they waited too long, we also know we're going to have to take some things, and then they're not going to go into the place. Sorry, Mom. It's not going to go in, but we're going to have a storage unit so that they can have a minute.
Yeah, they can feel like it's always there.
It's
if
there.
I need it.
And then
right.
we have to
I think
do
that's
phase
important.
Two
yes.
mm-hmm.
right.
and say it's been there now for 6 months and you don't really need it, and then be respectful because all of those things they have, paintings.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Know, tables,
right.
Their lives.
Antiques.
Right. And then you have to.
They are very touched.
Then you have to really design, like, the space and what's the happy things that really they can look back on and look to that are part of their life's journey. So we're going to take an early break. And when we come back, we've got Brian Martin from River Commons. Let's talk about the parking. Let's talk about if you put it all together. I'm online right now, and I'm seeing the different units. And if you were to add everything up, let's also talk about, I didn't know about the community garden. If somebody's thinking, oh, my God, my dad, you know, he was a rancher. How do you go from that to this, right? So,
and let's talk about the activities.
And the activities, and not only that, let's talk about who, the drivers and what you can do if somebody can't drive anymore and still needs to have a social life. And I want to hear about, you know, the amenities inside River Commons as well. So let's take a break here on KCNR. It's Tuesday, and Cypress Square Barbershop, of course, Carl calls it his last man's stronghold. I just stuck my leg in there once. That was it. Then very near going there. I could smell the testosterone, and the walls were caked with man. All right, be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, Talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. Susan Eastman is with me today.
Yes, I am.
Hey,
thank
buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're amazing. And we're here with both of us. This touches on our lives because we have elderly parents who yours are maybe in a different, so just a little bit of a different place. My parents have sold their home and they're leasing or renting. Actually, it's a lease in their desired area, but they go from year to year, and they're not really sure. And right now that they can drive and they're able, but we're not really sure at 91 and 89. You know, I'm not saying, I mean, I think they're doing better than I am in lots of ways.
Things can happen overnight.
Yeah, but and so can it for anybody, actually. But they're, you know, it's called making a plan and thinking about it. And so Brian is here, Brian Martin, who's the general manager of River Commons,
yes,
our local wonderful facility here. We had a caller. I love our I love our listening audience because they ask great questions.
Yeah.
And one of them is like, okay, well, what does that look like? Say somebody wants you have a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom, two-bath. That's the high end.
Mm-hmm.
Or the larger space, two bedrooms, two baths.
Uh-huh.
Or you've got a studio.
Correct. You've got lots of choices, nine different floor plans, and you know, you're starting at about $2,500 for a studio. There's different sizes, so I'd say between 25 and 27. You look at a two bedroom or one bedroom, around 3,200 to 35, and then a two bedroom like 38, 39 to about 41. And so you know, you have a two-bedroom, two-bath is our largest one we have. And so that's very nice for couples. And the one thing when you're talking about having somebody be reluctant to make that decision, you know, the one thing, if they're in a position where they don't have to sell their home right away, it's really nice for them to, like, transition and say, well, I know what I want to bring. I'm going to bring these things. And then they start living there and go, well, I'd like to bring that picture and that desk or whatever. So that helps ease their mind that it's not this sudden change. You know, mm-hmm. some people have to sell and then, you know, mm-hmm. deal with all that one, you know, big quick swoop there. But it's called planning ahead, and I think that's just really important. So, yeah, we're happy to talk about our rates. There's no secrets with us. Moving in, you got a $500 security deposit like you'd have anywhere that you rented. And then we have right now, it'd be a $500 community fee, and a lot of people don't know what those are. It's a big educating process for people that have never done the, you know, looking out there what there is.
Well, educate us.
Okay, so ours is running $500. It's normally $1,000, and that just helps enhance what we do. That's what we use it for. But
and that's one time.
It's a one-time fee.
Enhancing, like, the facility?
Activities,
okay.
Things we do, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Things to enhance the quality of life there.
That's a buy-in. That's kind of like a buy-in.
It is, a little one, yeah, very little. But I can tell you that if you shop around, you'll find them as high as maybe $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's just, that's a fee. It's not a deposit you get back when you move out. So I think we're very gentle in our approach. I think our rates are very competitive for what you get. Yeah.
So you can, and when you talk about independent living, let's talk about somebody, you've got a kitchen, so you can eat in your environment.
Kitchenette, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And or go to eat in the facilities. So
right,
you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What? Tell us about what that feels like. What does that look like, and
yeah.
Who prepares the meals, and do you have the same, is it a menu, or do you have like one set, today you get meatballs?
Well, okay. Well,
that's, I mean,
that's a big question. Yeah, okay, so what's it look like? It looks like a dining room that you go down to, and that's three times a day. We offer three meals. Our noon meals, our big meal. It is that, you know, meals are incredibly important for a lot of reasons, and one of the challenges when you're living on your own is eating well. And who does it? We have a chef, and we have an assistant chef, and we have, you know, that's our one of our larger parts of our staff is in the kitchen. They make everything there. It's made from scratch, you know. So
oh, that's great to hear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's wonderful to know. So, like, your bakery?
Yeah, they make all kinds of fun things.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed with our staff. We've got a very caring group of people there, very stable. We've had the same core team there for almost as long as I've been there. And so that's good for the residents because it gives them continuity. They get to we know them. I mean, you go down there at breakfast time and you watch our staff. They'll know that that particular resident, they know their name. They're going to know they like orange juice. They're going to know because a lot of times they're creatures of habit. And mm-hmm. they will just know, hey, good morning, Joe. What are you going to do? You know, it's like,
right.
So anyway, very friendly. And meals are big social time. You know, you get to know people. Isolation is a huge challenge for seniors. Because a lot of times their families have moved out of the area, their friends may have moved or passed, and so isolation is not a good thing. And even if they're with a family, it's very, very difficult for one family to meet the social needs of a senior.
Right.
So coming to a place where we've got 103 apartments.
There's 103. Okay.
You get a lot of people with the same generation that have similar life experiences, and they can connect super easily. As I mentioned, our community is very family-friendly. It's just got that feel. You know, when you walk in and take a tour, if you run into one of our residents, they're going to ask you, hey, are you looking at coming here? You know, and they tell you about their experience. And we love that because, you know, we want people to be there because they want to be there. We don't try to, you know, lock them into some long-term contract or anything. They're there on a month-to-month. Mm-hmm. So it's just a 30-day notice when somebody moves out. And, you know, I think that keeps everybody on their toes when you just say, hey, we got to do a good job every day.
Is your facility full right now, or do you have openings?
We've got, we've got a few, yeah.
And then the process is there ever just a waiting list
sure.
for a particular
Absolutely.
Apartment?
Sometimes there's a waiting list for everything.
Right.
I'd say with COVID, that hasn't happened in a while, but we've been very thankfully able to keep a good population in there.
So these are the things that I think of when I think of what my parents or maybe a certain generation, like laundry facilities,
yeah,
like dry cleaning facilities, like you say you've got a mini kitchen. So does that mean
and a refrigerator?
Yeah, and what is that?
Full size refrigerator. It's a kitchenette. It doesn't have a cooking stove, but you can have a microwave, toaster oven, coffee pot, all those things. It's just a snack kitchen because we really provide the meals.
All right. And let's talk about your laundry facilities, and let's
okay.
also talk about
yeah.
transportation.
Good.
When those people can't drive anymore, yeah. That to me just goes click, perfect, to be able to have a facility where you can still move around, walk to the dining room, find out when the driver's going to take you. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Laundry facilities. We have a commercial laundry for our housekeepers, and they get housekeeping once a week. It's scheduled. They know when it'll be. They'll know who their housekeeper is, another very stable part of our staff. You get those. You've got three laundry rooms in the one on each floor. We've got three stories. We have two elevators, so when people have mobility challenges, they don't have to worry about, am I on the first or second or third floor? I mean, sometimes people want to be on the first floor because that's in their mind, that's the preference. But honestly, you can be on any floor and, you know, do very well. We're set up for our seniors. What other parts of that question?
Well, no, I just think as my mother, when I think about, you know, that there's going to come a time that I would like to have them up here, and I'm thinking about that because my mother has this thing, being an Iowa girl, that wasn't able to live with the conveniences of her generation. She does laundry all the time.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's really it's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, people may not think it's a real thing. And so, when we travel, there has to be a washer and dryer wherever we stay. So because it's kind of like it's a pacifier in a certain way. I shouldn't laugh about that, but it's true. So we like, no matter where we go, we're like, okay, there's mom doing laundry.
And we were talking about transportation.
But yeah, people can do that. They can do their laundry there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So that resonates with me. Then would you pick up and does Ernie handle that or you're to go travel and go to the mall or go to a hair salon or go to a, do you have a hair salon? Do you have a beauty place?
We do have a beauty salon.
Oh.
Let's see. So transportation, we do have, we're operating a van that, 3 mornings a week we run it. All they do is put their name on the list. If they're going to a doctor, they go into the shopping, you know, whatever it is they're doing, banking. We do that in the morning and try to be done before lunch so they don't miss their lunch meal, which is always important. And then we do outings and things. You know, COVID slowed all that down, but we are definitely on the upswing with all of that. We're doing lots of things again.
No, when we come back, let's talk about exercising and what goes on as far as like programs that will help people not want to be shut in,
yeah,
even though they're there. Like, what do we do to keep them active besides that? So, and are there mentors or partners or people that check around and knock on the? I just am curious about all the interworkings of that. So, we do have to take a break here on KCNR. Brian Martin is with us. He is the general manager of a River Commons, and it's a fascinating topic. And anything that you can think of in the next 15-minute segment here before we close, as well as you, Susan Eastman, is my guest. And we're going to take a break and be right back after these messages.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitmen.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith.
Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
I don't know about that commercial about rattlesnake and whiskey, but I remember one time somebody bringing to the table at one of our themed dinners, and they had it covered with a silk pouch, and we all had, we've been drinking sake, so we all imbibed on just a little shot of the sake whiskey, I think, and then once this person that was invited to our house, I'm not sure ever was after that, the satin, whatever you want to call it, draping came down, and there was a snake in yes, and that was, in fact, I think it felt like I had gills in my throat for a good month after that. A little bit too much information, but that happens with people who are jokesters, and sometimes people think it's funny, but it's not. Welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and this is Linda Bott. Susan Eastman is with me, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. A watch repair, and Brian just put his, yep, you get your watch repair there? Oh! Anyway, so you put up your watch, digital watch, or maybe it's an Apple Watch?
This is a Fitbit.
A Fitbit, okay. Anyway, they do all of your jewelry needs, including any kind of watch repair and prong repair, and stones, anything that you...
I've been there.
Yes, great. Love it. In fact, when we're thinking about as we're scaling down, and people are scaling down, and they think, you know, does this really serve me anymore? There's beautiful estate jewelry there for just that very purpose. People just like, I'm not going to wear it anymore, but it's a beautiful piece, and so you can go in there. I always believe in, you know, passing it on. So with us, again, is Brian Martin from River Commons. Yeah. We were talking about transportation.
We were. Yeah. Before we go, you are going to that. I just want to say they can give me a call at 221-2121 because we're bringing up a lot of great topics. You're asking great questions, and I think probably this is spurring questions for people, and we're glad to answer any of them, you know, even if you just need help navigating. I've been directed people in a lot of different directions over the years, so glad to do that.
So you like to mentor during this process because some people need to have
they do.
A person, a knowledgeable person, and plus it just helps to know your background before we started this with the fact that you have been in the hospitality, but even more so that you were with RPD. There's something securing, there's a secure feeling in that, that you bring that to the table in helping people navigate. What do I do next? You're in safe hands.
Well, and I do use, like I mentioned, I do use some of those skills at what I do now. And, you know, a lot of seniors are, they get try to get scammed. And so I am the go-to when they get these crazy calls or things in the mail. And, in fact, I saw a note on my door this morning that somebody wanted to know about the scam. So I help them stay safe because these guys are very good at getting money or identities.
And our elderly, they're vulnerable. It's happened to my mother twice. Yeah. Just by answering the phone and, oh, somebody was like, your computer is this and that, and it caught her at a certain time. It was alarming to her, and the next thing you know, she gave information.
Yeah.
And it happened. I mean, I could understand you're maybe awakened, or you're just it's not your expertise.
Well, a lot of times the phone is their way of communicating,
right?
And they feel isolated sometimes, so they answer the phone a lot.
Yeah, they answer the phone, and these people are very good at getting a little bit of information. And once they find out, you got a granddaughter or whatever, then they do these whole scams of I'm in jail and you got to send me money right now kind of thing. Anyway, so I help them navigate that. Transportation. So we were talking about that. And yeah, we have a van that we're doing 3 days a week with the transportation, housekeeping every week, activities, so many things. All right, we have a full-time activities director, Ernie, who you talked about.
And a gym.
And we have a gym. Yeah, we have it's an exercise room. It's got a flat screen TV. They can sit up there and pedal their recumbent bike or whatever they want to do, or read a newspaper and you know, do those things. I see that a lot.
And it's with the shuttle, do you also if someone wanted to go to church service, do you offer that, or is that?
We actually have a chapel in house that the residents go generally and do services there. Yeah.
So what are the, let's say, what at the end of the day, what would you say, you've been in, doing this now 14 years?
Yeah.
Okay. What keeps you in this job or position?
I love seniors, and I think, you know, our entire staff is that is in that same mold. We love them. They've got all very interesting stories. We have an opportunity to make their golden years more enjoyable. And so that's what keeps me going. And I know that my staff, and, you know, when I say they care, they really care if something bad happens to one of our family. They feel it. They care. They, you know, it's just, it's not just this machine that, you know, they're there and just, you know, getting their meals and like a robot or anything. It's, it's definitely a caring environment.
And how many out of the people you said, 103, how many rooms?
103 apartments.
103 apartments. Do you have singles as opposed to married couples?
We have both. We have both. We, you know, it's, I'd say by far singles. It just tends to be the way it works. One spouse outlives the other, and it tends to be the woman rather than the man. That's typically. But we do have quite a good good variety of both men and women and couples and singles there, yeah.
Do you have any nursing or kind of if somebody has a situation, what's the protocol there?
So you guys are asking such great questions. We're an independent living. We're not licensed to provide any medical care. But some of our residents do have, you know, health care providers that come. Right. They come in and they can bring in any independent type, helper, you know, along the way. And that allows them to live independently for, you know, much longer with all those services we provide and whatever they can bring in and still be more affordable than going to, like, an assisted living, which is going to have the medical component built in.
Are you keyed into when there's a change, when it becomes normal?
Absolutely.
So how do you handle that, Brian? Because they may not see it, but you see it.
Yeah, we see it. And Roz, who's my receptionist, has been there, I think, about 10 years now. Really good at noticing somebody that's not, their mind isn't working as well. You just notice a change. When that happens, generally we'll give them, the family, a call if it's not something that we can readily identify. You would be just amazed at how often something as simple as a UTI really, really affects their ability to think. They don't always know what's going on. And, you know, I don't think all the symptoms are there for, like, when you're younger. And so they just know they don't feel good. Or maybe they don't even know that. They just, their thinking is, you know, bad. The other thing
that's common, too, and they don't drink enough water. We all need to drink water.
That's the other thing I was just going to say is dehydration, because they lose the sense of thirst. And so we remind them. I remind them. We do announcements when I'm there at the noon meal and remind them of scams, of drinking their water, of it's a beautiful day. If you get a chance, go out and enjoy it. We have a beautiful property, by the way, you know, being built in 86. We have very mature landscaping, and we've invested a lot in that over the years to modernize it, make it more water, drought tolerant, and all that. So it's a beautiful, we have a walking trail that goes around, our walking path that goes around our community. It's a fifth of a mile. And any beautiful morning like today, you'll just see people out there I've got a guy who's 99 who is out there, and he actually runs with his walker for real.
It's like a track. There's a sidewalk that goes completely around the building. Yeah.
And let's not forget that you are pet friendly.
Yes, we are. See, another one. Good, great question.
Well, it's important because, again, people don't want to leave home. So 20 pounds.
20 pounds or less on a puppy dog, cats, no problem.
Birds.
We've had a bird before. Yeah, we had a parrot there at one point. Has to be quiet, though.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to disturb it.
You have to cover them at nighttime. We had a parrot at our house, and they have to have a sheet over them at nighttime, or they'll just keep you up
talking,
all night.
Yeah.
How do you handle any, we're all human beings, and we don't agree on everything in any organized place.
Sure.
Do you handle any disagreements?
Oh, sure.
And get people back on track?
You know, it's my job. You know, it just is.
Counseling.
You know, awesome. It really is. I mean, I have people come in and they'll ask me life questions. Anyway, so yeah, we try to be there for them.
So make an appointment to River Commons, get to know Brian, see the facility, know what we have here as far as a jewel here in the North State, and that's River Commons. All of the things that you heard this morning, it's really great. I'm so glad we had this time with you so we could go into details.
Awesome. Yeah.
And Susan, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate you. I admire you. I respect you.
And I love being here with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being part of our day today on KCNR. And also, Jared, thank you for being at the helm. Always taking care of us with great music.